Jake Spaulding back with you. We're talking Perry LeConte boys basketball now with head coach Matt Simmons of the Cause as it's Upstate Week. Perry LeConte ends the regular season 10-10, draw the 10th seed. They'll take on the 7th seed Wellsville tomorrow night in a rematch from earlier in this season. And coach, before we get into Substate, a really competitive game earlier this week in a Jefferson County rivalry style of game at Valley Falls in a close one, 59-57 in that ball game. Just tell me a little bit about that contest where you guys and the Dragons hit the floor earlier this week.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird kind of game because it's after the Substate deadline and it's a makeup game on a Monday night at their place. And we had already played them there once before in the Valley Falls tournament. So this is our fourth game in this gym this year. And, we showed up and, I was kind of up in the air how I wanted to play it. You know, do you want to play your starters? Do you want to compete? Or it doesn't matter the Substate. You try to keep guys healthy. And I just made the decision that we just needed to go out and compete and treat it like a Substate game. And, that's exactly what we did. And it felt like one. It was back and forth the entire game. They had kids step up and hit huge shots. And, we did too. We had kids really step up and hit big shots. And it felt kind of like a postseason game. So I think that was a good feeling to have for us, especially in a tough environment we're going to on Friday. But, give the kids credit over there. They hit big shots down the stretch. It was tied with about 18 seconds to go, and the sophomore Damian Cervantes hit seemed to be about a 30-footer with a guy in his face. And we came down and drew something up and had a good look, and we kind of turned it over, and they shot free throws and ended it. And, man, it's just anytime we go against Valley Falls, it's just going to come down to the wire. And Caleb Gatzmeyer is obviously, you know, over 200 wins and been to the state tournament several times over there for a reason. And doesn't matter who's on his roster year in, year out, you know, they're good. So we knew we had our hands full, and credit to them. They got it done.
Big time game that kind of preps you, like you just mentioned. What does it mean for your squad to be able to get a very good competitive game the same week that Substate kicks off?
Yeah, I think it did help us. You know, like I said, I went back and forth on how I wanted to play it. And to be honest with you, I think it showed us some lessons because it was, you know, we had to make some plays down the stretch. When the game was tight, we had to run a good set. We had to try to get a stop, you know, with the clock running down. And I hope we learned some lessons in that game. And, you know, I told them after, you know, the game on the record really, and for Substate didn't matter, but I think it mattered for us this week because we had some guys really step up. And then we did some things wrong. You know, we didn't execute the last play properly, and we got let the ball get to their shooter, and he hit a shot. So hopefully we learn those lessons from Monday in a really good game and apply them to our game on Friday.
Friday night at Wellsville. Again, it's the 10-7 matchup. And, Coach, it's not against an opponent that you're unfamiliar with, even from this season, because you date back to the second game of the season on December the 10th, and you took on this Wellsville team in a single-digit loss, 62-54 in that ball game. A Wellsville team that's coming into this Substate round now, winners of two straight. Just tell me about the matchup against this Eagle team that you do know something about.
Yeah, we do know them well. We started off in the Paola tournament every year since I've been at Perry. So fourth straight year that we've played them. Last year they had a group that went and won a state championship. And they just are loaded with talent and loaded with athletes. And obviously Coach O'Neill's done a great job for a really long time. And we faced them earlier in the year. We played really well in the first half. We sat down as a team and watched that game again the other day. And in the second half, we just stopped running offense, and we didn't make shots, and they did, and found ourselves down in the fourth quarter. And then credit to them, they made, I think, 10 of 12 free throws in the fourth quarter to put that game away, which is what good teams do. They've got a point guard who started on a state championship team who's had several 30-point games this year. They've got some pieces who came off the bench on that team last year that have filled right into that role, and they have a winning record in a tough conference with tough games for a reason. They're good, and going into, you know, their home to try to move on and Substate is not going to be easy, but it is good, I think, that we're familiar with them. I think we're motivated from losing the first time, and obviously it being win or go home.
Win or go home. Again, it's Substate round. This is the opening round contest. And just tell me about some keys for your guys' success as you guys travel to Wellsville tomorrow night.
We have to limit turnovers. They press the entire game, and it may not be full run and jump press, but it's just you've got some really tough guards kind of in your shorts the whole game. I mean, they pick you up 92 feet, and every turn they may throw a trap at you. They may not. If you're loose with the ball, they rip it from you. We clipped up just over the last several games that they've had, just all the times the team just turned it over by being lazy with the ball, because they'll make you pay for that. You have to be in triple threat. You have to secure rebounds. You have to make good passes. You have to meet passes, because they turn a lot of defense into offense, a lot of turnovers into layups. And I think if we take care of the ball and just run some good offense and obviously take and make shots and have kids step up, we have a chance to go down there and get a big win.
And briefly here, Coach, I want to give you, since this is our last locker room chat of the season, I want to give you a little opportunity here. A team that started off 2-6 in this campaign, you guys finished an even 500 of 10-10. Where have you seen the growth from this team as we date back to December to now?
You know, this has kind of been the weirdest regular season year, is what I've called it, you know, because COVID was its own monster. And, you know, we had a lot of, and everyone did, but a lot of weather that interrupted practices. And then we went and played ranked opponents off no practice, and lost some single-digit games down in the stretch where, like, weird kind of things happened where a kid maybe turned it over in a way they wouldn't usually, or a technical where there was some confusion on what a kid might have said. And we lost a lot of games just by single digits, and I think it could have broke us, and instead it brought us back together. We just have had an awesome senior class. I've got six seniors who started out as freshmen my first year here. So I've got to see them grow from freshmen to seniors, and they've won a lot here at Perry. And I know that they want to go win on Friday. So I think that this year's just been a testament to the type of kids we have, where things haven't really gone our way here and there, but we fought back and we beat several ranked opponents and teams like Rossville and Valley Falls. And, we've won a bunch of games at home this year, which we haven't done in the past. And, I'm just really proud of this group, and I'm excited to go compete with them on Friday.
All right, Coach. Good luck to you. Good health. And I always say we'll talk to you again next week, but I got to say we'll talk to you again next year. But good luck to you in the sub-state round, and see if you guys can't push through, okay?
All right, and thank you for all your coverage of Perry. We really appreciate it.
All right. Head Coach Matt Simmons, appreciate those kind words. Once again, the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats, proudly presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.